Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So, whosoever that here, I am going to now, the time of prayers, you see me praying for them here before I'll take them to the mountains. May God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The time of prayer, you bring them up for prayers. We get to now pray for them.
Yeah.
God bless you. Who is ready for this miracle about to take place tonight?
We are ready.
If you are ready, just wave your hands. Let me see your hands. Are you serious? Or you are really ready or you are not ready? If you are ready, wave your hands. You are ready, wave your hands. Let me see them. Let me see them. Let me see them. Let me go there. Oh, God bless you all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, today, we are about to talk. We want to talk about the key of life.
Mm. Mm.
The key of life. The key of life. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Give me a microphone. I want to talk about the key of life. Our sermon today, it is titled The Key of Life. Praise the Lord. The key of life. What is the key of life? Devil has his own key in order to pull you down. In order to pull a man down. And God also has his own key in order to open the life of a man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Devil, in order to lock a man down, a lock to lock up a man's destiny down, in order to lock up a glory or a star of a woman, or in order to lock up a business of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That is the work of devil. So, everything that exists on this earth, we have negative and positive.
Oh, yes.
So, we have the key of success.
Yes, sir.
And the key of what is called favor. We also have the key of promotion. We also have the key of death. We have the key of suffering. We have the key of working in vain. Key of barrenness. When I look around all these keys, they are linked to the key to the book called John 10:10. John 10:10 says something. Can you display it? Praise the Lord. John 10:10 says, I want you to display it so that we know where we are going. Display John 10:10. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So that is a key of devil.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Devil are witchcraft in your family says that I am a witchcraft. I'm a white witch. I am not killing anybody. No. That means the Bible is lying. Because the Bible says, devil, witchcraft, they are come to destroy, to kill, and to steal. To destroy destinies. So, whatever a man that says that my witchcraft, I am not eating any human being. I am not eating any man. That witchcraft is a liar. Witchcraft is witchcraft.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So, any man that who says that you are you in your family, your uncle, your auntie that worship idol, and they said that this man is a witch and this was a wizard, and they all know that he's a wizard. He said, I'm not a red witch. I'm not a black witch. I'm a white witch. No. No white witch. No black witch. No red witch. Witch is witch. Are you hearing me? That's why the Bible says, thief cometh not, witchcraft cometh not. It's to steal our properties of testimony, to steal our what we are expecting, and to destroy, disconnect us from our helpers, from the people that were about to marry us, or to cast down, to cause problem, people's business to damage or destroy, or your visa, or those that who are expecting their documents in abroad for them to manifest to reality. Holy Ghost.
Fire.
So, that is the work of witchcraft. Let me just tell you briefly about the witchcraft. They say white witch or black witch. There's no white witch, no black witch. The same things that are happening right now in the whole Igbo's land, in Europe, in America, and also the people that who are wicked, they are wicked people.
Yes.
Witch is witch. In America, the white people that who are witch to destroy, they are destroyers.
Yes,
are you hearing me? Because they are white, or they are white people, they are not destroying. It's like the big lie. The people that the white people, what God has given to them, it is knowledge. Are you hearing me?
Knowledge.
This microphone I carry, or the Zoom that you are seeing this, our brothers here on the television, it is knowledge of the white man God has given to them. But the black man own is, we have even the Oyibos, the white people, we have the same wicked people, but they are few. But the black man own, as we black, so also our hearts are black. Are you hearing me? Few of us that who have the white, the heart of a white man, the white man. Are you hearing me? Few of us that who are existing in a community or in a family, few people that who have the heart of white people. But the people that who are, because when you grown up from your family, people begin to envy you. Are you hearing? Somebody say, hearing me? So, the key, there's a key of life and a key of death. There's a key of destruction and a key of moving forward in life. There is a key for a man to go to abroad, but there's a key for a man to stop at right at the embassy. There is a key for a man to marry, a woman to marry, or a man to marry. There is a key for the woman to be buried. There is a key for a man to now make it in school. And there is a key for a man that will graduate after finishing round up his school and without job. There is a key for a man to build a house. And there is a key for a man to be a rental apartment until the whole and die. There is a key for a man to now move forward in life in order to buy a car. And there is another key for a man, for him or for her, to be enter into keke tricyclist until they will die. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
That is key. Key. So also, there's a key for a man to be a helper to a family. And there's a key for a man to borrow until they will die. There are two keys.
Fire.
Two keys. There's a key for you to now marry. You marry and enjoy a marriage. There's another key for a man, a woman to marry, a man to marry, and never ever have peace in his life. It's a key. It's a key. I am talking about key of life. There's a key for a man to go to abroad. There's a key for the man to come back, make it right in abroad, successfully in abroad. There's a key for a man that been in abroad and return with paper, black rubber bag, polythene. We call it black polythene. A key, empty bag. It's a key. Someone shout
hallelujah.
There's a key for a man to which who have a knowledge, who can now reach everything, who cannot make it everything in life. In everybody say, this man, your brain, this boy's brain is too much, and end up in the village. And there is a key for a man that who don't know anything, for him to now make it in life. It's a key. Who cannot speak, who cannot go to school, Oh, let me just tell you. Let me tell you. There is a key. I come back. For a man that who is a brilliant man, who is a brain in his community, in your community, but who cannot make up, he cannot meet up in life, he end up with drinking alcohol in a village. That is a key. There is a key that a man that who did not go to school in the village, for him to make it in life. It's a key. It's a key. I did not go to school, yet I am today. It's a key. Somebody say, it's a key. Somebody say, I'm going to tap from this key. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm going to tap from this key. I want this key, like this key, to now join me. I want my key to be like your key. Oh. Hey. Are you ready? I am talking about key of life. This is key of life. There's a key for a man to be in abroad. And a key. No. There's a key for a man to be in abroad. In the overseas. They say, I tell his brother and sister, say, I'm making it well in abroad. My brother is in abroad. No, my sister is abroad. Not knowing that he's doing prostitution in abroad. All a prostitute. Without coming out. Then there's a key for a sister in abroad to now to make it, buying cars for brothers, building houses, and also now making well in abroad as a sister. There are keys. Two keys. That's why the Bible says, John 10:10, a key to destroy and a key that which is a key, there's a key that to destroy and there's a key that gives lives. As John 10:10 says, devil cometh not, witchcraft cometh not to bless a man, to destroy, and to what? To steal and to kill. Then I, the Lord, look at it. Display it. John 10:10. John 10:10. Look at that. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Can you hear that? Look at the two keys there that existed. Look at the key. One key comes to now stop here. The thief is a key. Because they are not calling it key. You think that it's a key. Spiritually, it's a key. Are you hearing me? This is a key. The thief is a key. Are you hearing me? Then another key here is this. Look at it. I am come. Eh? I am come that they might have what? Life. It's another key. Praise the Lord. Two keys. So we are talking about Satan and devil. We are talking about two things here. Devil himself and Jesus Christ. Satan himself, I'm talking about Satan himself, Lucifer, the angel, the fallen angels, and also the anointed one of Israel, and also the Son of God, everlasting Papa. Is the one I'm talking about. Which key you belong? Huh? Every man that would, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, I have given you because of our forefathers' sins, that go and sweat and begin to receive your blessings. Sweat and receive your car. Sweat and receive your jeep. Sweat and build your houses. Sweat and become healthy. But some people sweat in vain. It's a key. Some people, they sweat, they are key, they succeeded. Some people, they sweat till next tomorrow. They cannot sweat, they sweat in vain. Somebody said, not my brother, Tofiakwa. Said Tofiakwa. The key of life and the key of this devil. What is the key of life? The key of life, that is Jesus himself. He is the one that will give abundant our blessings. Or you may be saying, God bless you. And the enemies came in order to destroy you and I. The key, when they look at it, the Bible says, when these people look at it from afar, they see your star. Then they begin to now attack your star. That was why the Bible says the enemies came. When you see what is a key, your star is a key. Your star is a key. Oh, you're not hearing. Your star is a key. And we have powers and principalities that who have authority in order to destroy. Oh, you're not hearing me. In order to challenge the star, what are they going to do to that your star? In order to monitor your star and in order to block your star, kill your star. They will use key. There are keys that they use to now to block it. I call it key. I call all of them, they are all key. And all these keys are different kind of keys that I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. For instance, when Jesus Christ was born as a baby, the king knew and seen the star. He said, look at the star, wise man. Before you were going to destroy that key, we have to now take what is called, we have to now present some certain things, miles and frankincense and also diamonds. We have to now send this thing to him in order to block his key so that to know where the baby is. We have different keys under the destruction. I am not talking about only one. A key, we have what is called one key, but it has different branches. Key of destruction, it has different branches. Key of kill, to kill, it has different branches. And also key to steal has different branches. Arm robber, pass arm robber. They are all the same key of darkness. So when the wise men go, when they come to the place and when find out, they look at the ground and in order to now present as unfriendly friends. Even the wise men, they don't know what the king sent them for. The plan of the king, and it was a key of death and key of destruction. Key to steal the star of the baby that he has sent for. Three things. When you look at the Bible says, look at it. Look at it. Let me tell you, let me reveal a secret to you here. Display it. The devil, the thief, cometh not, but for to steal and to what? To kill and what? How many nonsense things are you seeing there? You are seeing three nonsense things. So the king plan was three. He carried three things in order to now to destroy the star of Jesus. Three things. You are not hearing about what I mean. One is to steal. To steal the star. To kill the star. The baby. Or to destroy the plan, the journey of the life of the baby Jesus. Three keys. That's why you now carry them. This is key of darkness. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. And he said, when you get there, call me back. Are you hearing me? Call me back so that I come and give you information so that I will pay him a visit. And the Bible says, through a dream, dream saves. Through a dream. And heard how the Bible says, God now spoke to Joseph, the father of Jesus. This man that who have now sent these people, they are not here. They don't know what they are doing to the wise men. Let me tell you, it was a key, that three keys that the enemies, the man that we king has planted against you and your mother, your wife and your home. Praise the Lord. Display it again. The king. The key. Somebody said the key. The thief commit not, but for to steal and to kill. Three. And to what? To destroy. How many things? Three things. One for Mary. One for Jesus. And destroy the plans of Joseph. There are three. This is mystery. Deep, too deep, too deep. Amen. These are three things. And these are three people are in a family. Called Mary, Joseph, and our father Christ. Is it not so? So they sent the thief cometh not in order to destroy. in order to what? To destroy, to kill, and to steal. Oh, you are not hearing me. To kill baby Jesus, to steal the star of Mama Mary. Mama Mary was a star. She was the star that was given to her. They want to steal the star. Yes, so that she will not be glorified. Then the other one, to destroy the plans of Joseph. That is how many people, what they are passing through in life. They have different plans. And they are protected. He said, you want to now pay a visit to the family in order for them to now to glorify and giving them what they need as a key. So I would say, every evil king, every evil man in my family, every evil man in my family that don't want my star, that don't want my destiny to shine from now till 21 days, let them paralyze in Jesus' name. Someone shout hallelujah. You may be seated. Key. That was why. Look at it. How many lock padlocks here? No, hold it here. You don't know before, Abby? You don't know? Oh no, hold it now. Hold it. Stand up and hold it. Let me see. How many you have here? Let me see your own. How many? How many here padlock? Your own are four. Four. Your own how many?
Three.
Your own three. Yours is four. Where's your own? So every one of you, give him his own. Praise the Lord. Give him. So that is his. So some of them, this key, they have different functions. Are you hearing me? The Bible says, ask, it shall be given. Seek, yes, shall find. Matthew 7:7. Knock, it shall be opened. So anybody that would, now listen, you will not ask. Are you hearing me? Whether you are a witchcraft, whether you are a wizard, if they ask, they said it shall be given. The Bible did not specify the kind of people that were going to ask. So witches and wizards, beyonds in your family, the wizard, the wicked people, they also ask God. Say, give us the spirit of this man. We want to deal with him. It's a law. Praise the Lord. So this key, they use it to command. Matthew 7:7, to command. When you ask, then they will give it to you. If you are not with Jesus, then the thing begin to work for them. Oh, you are not hearing me. Key. So with the key of life. Praise the Lord. What kind of key that they use to now destroy your this business? Are you hearing me? These people, the Bible says in the book of Matthew 13:25, the time that when you are asleep, they came and dropped their what? Their evil key. That is evil key. Oh, you are not hearing me. So the evil key that they used to now come in order to not destroy you and I, that is the plan of the enemy. When the whatever thing they have shown there, what are the things that they mentioned there? There are three things there: to destroy, to kill, and to what? Steal the property of a man. Three things that they deposited. That's what the Bible says. When you now call upon the name called Jesus, powers on earth, powers in heaven, powers under the earth, they will bow. Three. How about the three? That's why that is the one that has more than them. Praise the Lord. Oh, somebody's not hearing what I'm saying. Oh, you're not hearing me. Praise the Lord. Three. So that's why we have the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Three. These three things more than them. It's more. These three things. Darkness was there. Then the power of God was there, and water was there. Devil was there. Are you hearing me? God himself was there, and the power of God was there. Praise the Lord. So these three things that death is the beginning of generation. So you have to know, go. Every man, you and I, you are also three. Let me just surprise you. Your mother, your father and you. Three. You people are three. Whether you are twins, they are from one body. They are one flesh. Three. Three. Father, mother, and son. We are all in our race. The time that a man will die, he will not carry his brother and say, let us die together. Three. So those are the three things that they, when a man sleeps, they now use in order to now against a man. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, I come to this. There is something that these numbers, we have number 3, we have number 4. Praise the Lord. Somebody still hearing me? Are you hearing me? We have number 4 and also we have number 3. These things are also moving together again. Number 4 is the answer that they are looking for. That is the 9 hours. Praise the Lord. The daytime, we carry 3 that control the day. 3 that control the day. Some spell with how many words? 3. Some spell with how many? That is the light. Then moon spell with how many? 4. Moon spell with 4. So the 4, anything number 4 to give answer. You are waiting for the answer. So the night hour is the hour that they deposited. They want to now get at their answer. So they have to do perfect their work. So the answer comes at the night hours. Praise the Lord. Somebody still hearing what I hear. So all these things that are taking place right now. Every man. The Bible says in the book of Job 14 verse 1. A man's life is a few days and full of trouble. Are you hearing me? So, your days, our days, we are not like the days of Medusa. Few days, but full of trouble. So, now, there is something that you need to do. These two things that existed, the Bible says in the book of Matthew 10:10, the devil and Jesus, you have to belong to one. Which one you belong to?
Jesus.
Okay. Some people, they come as they said, I am for Jesus, but they are not moving as Jesus said. We are not moving as Jesus taught us. We are not following the instructions of Jesus. That's why the enemies have authority in order to take our belongings. Praise the Lord. Praise somebody. Hallelujah. The key. Somebody say the key. Oh, I'm not seeing your key. Somebody, let me see your key. Yes, the key. Yeah, I can see your key. Let me see your key, everybody. Makosika, I can see keys. Yeah, I can see keys. Maku yarabasike. Come on, go to this one. I'm not seeing your keys. Mekuria basika. All right, put it down. That your key will work for you tonight. Key in other one. Praise the Lord. Let me. Key spell with how many word? Okay. Key spell with how many word? So that is the thing, the mystery they used to ask. God, you have given us power. 3 in 1. To destroy, to kill, and to steal. Key spell with what? 3 words. So anything we ask, then these 3 things with the authority, give it to us. They go to Matthew 7:7 and they ask. They also ask God, have you never seen a witch doctor thanking God? Have you never seen a witch doctor thanking God Almighty? Only Jesus that they cannot call. But they thank God. Are you hearing me? They thank God because authority was given to them. Ask me why authority was given to them. When I go to the book of Jeremiah 50 verse 7. Jeremiah 50 verse 7 was clearly stated there. Because they are adversaries. They are assessors. These people refuse to obey. Now listen. It was. Let's go to Jeremiah 57. All that found them have the what? They fought them. And their adversaries said, we offend not because they have sinned against the Lord. The inhabitations of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Are you hearing that? Now that is now, witches and wizards are now coming to protest. And like they protest that what we are doing is not wrong. Is it not you, God Almighty? We are here for an assignment. Devil never die. Devil never die. We scare devil away from our territories. Devil never dies. But the people that will use devil to act, they die. Oh, you're not hearing me. The people that you use devil to steal, to destroy, that they die. Devil never dies. When you know that now, because devil is a spirit. Are you hearing me? Devil never dies. Only the latter days, that when they at the latter day, when the bell will now ring, the latter day, that is the day that Satan will lock up a place called Armageddon. Are you hearing me? If devil dies, nobody would have known God. Even devil is existing today, our brothers don't know God. So devil now protesting there in the book of Jeremiah 50 verse 7. It says that, do you know, do you remember that you sent us, anybody, your forefather that who don't want to serve you, who don't want to serve you, who should deal with them in order to know you. Some people, they are just going to church first in order to make the church to have crowd overflow and the rest. That is, they are wasting their time. It's a personal race. Praise the Lord. The key. Key spell, however the padlocks are, whether not 80, whether not 40 padlock, key spell with how many? Three words. Either in order, they will come to destroy you. They will ask God to give and take a permission to destroy you and also to kill you or to steal your properties. Three things. Because that's why three spell, key spell with three. The sun, that at that time, that is the day that wishes brighten our lives. They have to take authority. These people take authority from the sun and they take authority from the moon. I will not go there because that is another preaching. It's another day. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now these keys are working. Those that who have spiritual father, there are people that God has given grace. You may be seated. In order to deal with this key, these devils, through the name Jesus. Are you hearing me? The people you partner with matters a lot. The people, the person you partner with matters a lot. Because these keys, devil past devil, punishment past punishment, foundation past foundation, rock past rock. Are you hearing me? Some of our families that we tried and try our best in order to make it in life, but we tried our best, no way. We begin to go to church, pastor, pray for me. Yes, a pastor can pray for you. They will receive their answer. Does that pastor carry, can destroy that key they used to lock you up? Does he have the grace? We have the, in the Bible, we have prophets, we have major prophets and minor prophets. Are you hearing me? Prophet, past prophets. Are you hearing me? The Bible said the sons of the prophet in Jericho, they were planning in order to now, to now revive back Jericho. They were praying that they tried their best in the community. I have been to Jericho physically, and they write, when I saw a place called in Jerusalem, they said, in Israel, Jericho, in Israel, a wall I saw, the oldest city in the whole world, a place that people are paying what is called pilgrimage this day. I have gone there. So this man, they've tried their best, but they have seen another grace that crossed River Jordan called Elisha. who carried double grace. They said, only that man that can. The pastors, the sons of the prophet have been praying. They tried their best, but they cannot deliver. So they went to the great man of God and appealed. They partner with him. So about the partnership. Because the key that they've tried their best in order the songs of the prophet, in order to deliver, they open the key. No way. Not every man of God can open the key that they used to lock you up. We talk about grace. Grace. Not every man of God that now have the authority to open the key that they used to lock up your destiny. These three things that they use, maybe one or two. Some people, they carry the three. Suffering, killing, they died young. Some people, they suffer. Some people, their property is no longer there. They have stolen their destiny. So, who is the person you partner with in order to open this key? Have you never seen pastors? The pastors and your devil deal with pastors. Devil deal with pastors. Eh? Have you never seen devil dealt with pastors? Who do you partner with? The person you partner with matters a lot. Who can now open the key that they used to lock up? The Bible says in the book of Amos 3:7, it says that I have given the secret of the prophet. I, the Lord, I will do nothing. It's left for the person that you partner with that going to now open the key. And how is he going to open the key? It's left for the person that who your partner will tell you what to do, instruct you, direct you what to do, so that you will not fall into a doom. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Love me. Are you hearing me? So that's how many people, they are going to church every day. No way. Let me tell you. The sons of the prophet partner with Elijah. Are they not men of God? Oh, you are not hearing me. Somebody is not hearing what I'm hearing. Are we not on live? Let us be on live. Please help us. Media, help us. If you are watching me, wave your hands. Wave your hands. Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. So, God bless you. Drop your hands. There's something that I want to tell you. Sons of the prophet, they are also pastors. They are also ordained by God in Jericho. But they don't have the key to now to revive Jericho back. So they don't have. So they have to. The community have to. The sons of the prophet, they have to partner with Elisha. Who have the key in order to now open the community or the city of Jericho. Not to carry, say, I am a pastor and carry and to make noise. No. Where, what kind of key are you operating? We have the people, some people operate the key of healing. When you go to some churches, they are very strong in healing. Why? Because that is the key that God has given to them. That I want some people, you go, they go to the big key and this key of prosperity. That is the key that God has given to them. There are some people, when they go, they give the key of the word of God. They wrap with this word, you begin to now wave where you are. But they don't have the key of deliverance. But when you go to some churches, they have the key of deliverance. When you have to go, you go to the churches, they have the key of prophecy. Are you hearing me? Then you go to some churches, they have to give the key of dream interpretation. And, oh, you're not hearing. These keys, all, some carry two, some carry two keys, some carry three, some carry four, some carry one, some carry five. Some carry all. We call it the fivefold of ministries. Hey! Elijah carry on. Elijah carry on. Isaiah carry on. Ezekiel carry on. And also people that who are in the Bible, the apostle Paul carry on. Huh? I hear me. Peter carry on. John carry on. I hear me. These are the ministry I'm talking about. Jeremiah in the Bible carry on. Today, look at what I carry. Healing, deliverance, prophecy, teaching the word of God. And also what? Charity. That's called love. Ah! So the fivefold ministry. Hey! This. Love of me. All of them are the love. Inside love. Yeah. All these ones, they have different branches. So, who do you partner with? Let me tell you something that what is going on in this Christendom that which you need to know. Are you hearing me? The secret that I want to reveal to you. Some doctors and some barristers, if they are failing in the court, they will not tell you until you fail. You lose the case. Then some doctors, they don't know how to operate brain, but they said they have to operate brain until they operate the person, until the person dies. Are you hearing me? Whereas we have specialists. Are you hearing me? So today, I am not telling you that I'm the best. But what God has carried me, I carry keys. I carry graces. This grace that I carry, I don't know how, what I got. Someone shout hallelujah. Hey! Thank God you know me today. Thank God God sent you to me. Thank God you have Jeremiah in your midst. Thank God you are here with me. Praise the Lord. All pastors, we have different functions, different keys. This time, the key that they used to lock your life up, I want to call the name God of Jeremiah in order to open up your key. Let's go to the book of Isaiah 22:22. Makuya Baramasuka. Isaiah 22:22. Let's go there. Maku Krabasuka. Display it faster. Look at the key. Spell with three. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the meaning. Pa. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon its shoulder. So he shall open, the unknown shall shut. None shall shut what? And ye shall shut, and none shall open. Are you hearing that? What is the work of the key? This is a key. And the key, display it again. I want to read it again. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. Tonight, I don't know whosoever that block you and lock you up from your village. I prophesy as a prophet. Anywhere they tie you down, anywhere they lock you up, your business is locked down, your document is locked down, be open now. I said, be open. Your marriage is locked down, be open now. In the name of Jesus, I say your business, your connections, be open now. Your marriage, be open now. Your children, be open. In the name of Jesus, that's your anointing that the enemies that locked down for you not to enjoy your ministry. Be open. In the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? Oh, you're not hearing me. You may be seated. What kind of key are they deposited? Is it sickness? Is it sickness? Is it sickness? Is it the key of sickness? Is it key of suffering? Is it the key of mourning? Is it the key? I don't know the kind of key that they used to now. I can't come. Somebody said, every evil key they used to destroy my life. Enough is enough. Do your hand like this. I open you. I open it. I open it. I open it. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. It's the same word that used to lock up your life. So the same word that more than them, I want to use it to open your life. Or someone say, I don't know anywhere that pain in you, the word of God, the one that the Bible says in the book of John, John 6:63, it said, the word that comes out from my mouth, they are spirit and they are life. Today, I am going to speak upon somebody that who is watching me. I don't know where they lock you up. I want to tell you that God is here. I want to speak upon somebody. I don't know where they lock you up. Today, whosoever that's wrestling or taking away your glory for you to suffer in Nigeria, in Africa, in Europe, wherever you are, in America, in Asia, I say your key is open. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive. Say, amen. So shall it be. So shall it be. How can a man, no wonder the Bible says, the people that who are slaves, they are now on the top of the horses. And also the people that were supposed to be a king, they are the ones that are walking with bare legs and suffering, doing caricature. Somebody said, not my person. To fear quiet. You can never ever work for people. Nobody can now. You cannot work for people in vain. You cannot sweat the person in vain. You're not hearing me. Tell your neighbor, my enemies have done mistake. I don't know. My enemies have done greater mistake. I have known Prophet Jeremiah Omotofufui. I have to partner with him. I have to partner with him. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. The partner, in other words, God says, are you hearing me? Or somebody still hearing me? Jesus said, I will be with you till the end of the world. Jesus said, call upon my name. Huh? I, the Lord God, I will answer you. Psalm 50:50. You are not hearing me. You are not hearing what I'm hearing. Psalm 50:15 says, call upon me in the days of trouble. I will answer you. We have been calling and calling. When you call, you cannot answer. You have to partner with somebody. When the sons of sons of the prophet, they were calling in Jericho, no answer. They have to look for somebody to partner with who carry a grace. Today you have been calling and calling. Who do you partner with? Who do you partner with? Who do you partner with? We are going to open that your life. Whatever they use upon your life today, when I call upon the Lord, God must answer me and he must answer you through this partnership. Wherever you are, the centurion soldier says, I believe you. Don't bother to come to my house. So speak the word. I prophesy to somebody. I speak to you. From now to 21 days, a greater thing is coming to you. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive. Say, amen. What do you partner with? Do you partner with frog? Do you partner with snake? Do you partner with madman? Does your partner, if you're, listen. The partnership of our forefathers contributes 70% in our lives. That was why we are seen in the dream while we are in abroad. People, you are in township. You are still seeing yourself in the village, swimming in the river. Because your fathers, the forefathers partner, your uncle partner, your dad that will give your parent partner with idol. What do you expect? When you partner with masculine, You begin to carry cane and follow masquerade. You begin to, when you pass partner with armed robber, you begin to carry gun and go to the street and go to the houses and steal. When you partner with a smoker, you begin to smoke. When you partner with a drunkard, you begin to drink. As you partner with Jeremiah, or much of fulfilling riches, 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 prosperity, long life, begin to follow you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy, as coronavirus cannot come near me, it shall never ever come near you in the name of Jesus. As it cannot come near me, you are a partner. It can never ever come near you in the name of Jesus. You and your household, let God of Jeremiah begin to bless you in Jesus' name. Rapuka Saraba. You're not hearing me. Which key? The key. What is key? The key that your mother, your father worship. What kind of key they worship? Oh, you're not hearing me. What kind of key your father worship? Tell your neighbor, neighbor. If my father and my mother did not build two story, three story, or they don't have estate, I must have estate. If my father did not drive the latest car in the world, I will drive it in the name of Jesus. Tell them, where my father stopped, I shall never ever stop there, because I am more than my father. Oh, you are not hearing, you are not hearing, you are not hearing, you are not hearing. Makwanaba sikanaba. In Jesus' name, let me tell you, something happened. Rakatsuka Ramasa. Something happened. Are you hearing me? In the book of Ephesians 3:20, I want you to open that place. Ephesians 3:20. I want you to display that place. What is it saying there? What is it saying there? Ephesians 3:20. Rapuka se rabasa. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That what God says now. Why are we still suffering? Why? Because you don't know who you partner with. The Bible says, anything you ask according to the power that given to you, and you and you, you must make it. That's what the Bible says. Why you are still suffering? Because you will never partner with the right person at the right time. So I was a fire. This partnership, I thank God for every man that who is with us. May the Lord bless you, protect you for this partnership meeting. Your life will never ever remain the same in Jesus' name. I prophesy to somebody. If I be a prophet, I prophesy to somebody. That key they used to lock up your destiny, I speak to somebody. I use a key. I prophesy upon the person that who is there. I speak to somebody who is a person. I speak to that person. That key they used to lock you up, it must be open tonight. It must be open tonight. It must be open tonight. In the name of Jesus, it must be open tonight. Amen. Enough is enough.
Oh, yes.
That sickness they used to lock you up, it must be open in the name of Jesus. Poverty must go. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a new beginning.
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen. Hold on. Listen carefully. You have to do something related to God. Why we are started with key? Because we have to now revive it back. We have to revive it back. The day of the Philistines and the Israelites, something happened. When King David, as a child, he came. And when Goliath was there, something happened. Goliath now stood and he said, "You, David, you are a small boy. I am going to kill you and I will give your body to all the carcass and they're going to eat it up." You know what David said? David said, a mount debt you have to pay with, back with mount. When somebody says something against you and you are quiet, dangerous. Don't admit it. That's why in the dreams, we have admitted a lot of things in our dream. That's why we are suffering. When Goliath said so, what David answered? David replied him. He said, "Hey, you just fast for nothing. You also carry those shields and all the defenders. You just carry them. I am not alone. Don't look at me like this. I am here with the God of Israel to defeat you and give your body to the carcass." This is a question. The world was locked down. You and your family were locked down. Total lockdown. Total lockdown. What is the reply? That, listen. When some people were saying that many people were going to be poor, and many people were going to be poor because of this coronavirus, let me tell you, because those people don't know spiritual things. Because they locked them up. They locked us up. We have to revise them back. We have to open it. This lock that they locked me up. From now on, the Lord said, "Go and tell my children that we have now opened our life again so that you will make it in life." Somebody say, "I receive." You can never ever, you live just quiet like that with lock. Let me tell you, many people, because of this lock, that they don't know the secret things, spiritual things of God, they cannot meet up again. They cannot meet up because they have admitted it. Oh, this is the big secret that I am revealing to the world. Are you hearing me? Why key? Because the Lord showed me that go back. What David replied, the enemy called Goliath, anything that they used to now lock you up with the mount, you also pay it back with the mount. So that's why we are here with the key. It was a lockdown, Abby. You're going to now, we're going to speak different things here. You will unlock your business. You will unlock your children. You will unlock anything. You will unlock your destiny. You will unlock your life. You will unlock everything in your life. So that everything will be possible for you. Some people don't know all these things. Thank God that you know a spiritual father like me. Thank God. Thank God. Somebody say, "Thank God." Somebody say, "Thank God." Are you hearing me? Thank God. Many people say, this lockdown. No, there is something that you need to answer. Through the name Jesus Christ. It's not by my power, but you have to walk accordingly. You have to use a spiritual item. Hey, somebody say, "Hearing me? Yeah. Pasukarabara." Listen. David did not answer Goliath with empty handed. The Bible says he went there, he replied him with a catapult. And this is called a stone and a catapult, and the stone is a spiritual item. So your key today is a spiritual item to now unlock the lockdown that they locked you up before. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For knowing Mercy City is a testimony to everybody. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody, today I tell you, look at it. Your key is your spiritual item. You cannot open yourself. You cannot open yourself. Unlock yourself. Unlock yourself. I can say, no. Carry spiritual item. Key to unlock yourself. Because they lock you up with authority. Key is authority. Is it not authority? Key stand for what? The government now unlock you up with authority. You also unlock them. After this meeting, many people who are following Jeremiah as a partner, who partner with me, who are following me, their lifestyle will change in the name of Jesus. You must testify. Congratulations in advance for knowing this thing. The later part, I will tell you what to do. Are you hearing me? In Jesus' name. There are prayers that we need to pray. I am not come here alone. Thank God people have seen me and following me on Zoom today. Are you hearing me? People are following me on Zoom today in order God to bless you and your family. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Amen. Now, David did not go alone and say, I am coming, I have come to defeat you with the God of Israel alone. He carried something. He did not go empty handed. That is called a spiritual item. The key stands for your spiritual item. It was an instruction of God. What I am doing is an instruction. People are going to succeed. That is why we have started with this key. Someone said, thank God, oh. Thank God, oh. Tell your neighbor, thank God, oh. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Are you hearing me? God is going to do something now. Are you ready now? Because of what God has done for us, we have to dance. We have to dance. You have a papa. You have a father. You have a father. A father, the Bible says, a good father can never ever give a snake. Give a snake to his children. Are you hearing me? What am I going to do? I have found out that the hour has come for you to succeed. Are you ready? Let's go. Are we ready? Are we ready now, or you're not ready? You are ready. You are ready.
Yes, sir.
Let. Hey, carry your handkerchief, because today this secret has been revealed to you for you to succeed. For you to succeed.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're not hearing me.
We hear you, sir. Papa.
Oh, you're not hearing what I mean. If you carry handkerchief. Because these are deeper things than which, listen, there are some certain things that we don't use. When we look at the situation of the thing, we cannot use it ordinarily. We have to make sure that we use it, we follow up with spiritual items. That's why a place called Jericho was locked down. And Elisha, he went there with spiritual items. He said, give me a salt, give me water. And that out, you used to open the community. That out, today the Jericho is open. It's existing well. Why? Today, the spiritual item you carry as a key is going to open your life for a new beginning for you to succeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Time of pandemic. In the time of pandemic, you were indoor. Pastors. And also pastors, they tried their little way. And Jeremiah also came out. Say, where are my children? The Lord says, remember my children. When I am in prison, you never visit me. Are you ready? Go and now visit my children. Jehovah, who is your son, O Lord?
Jeremiah, now you be my papa, oh Jeremiah.
My father, Kakashua. Jesus, who is your son of Jesus?
Jeremiah, now you be my papa, oh Jeremiah.
Are you ready? Those are who are watching me in England, from Europe, from America, in Africa. Who is your father? Jesus, who is your son, O Lord?
Jeremiah.
When God said yes, that key they used to lock you up. Through Elisha, people received their destiny. Through Elijah, people received their destiny. Through Jeremiah in the Bible, people received their destiny. Through Apostle Paul, people received their destiny.
Yes, sir.
Through Apostle Peter, Apostle John, people received their destiny back.
Yes, sir.
And also through Ezekiel, people that are in prison, they receive their blessing.
Oh yes.
And also through Apostle Paul, Simon Peter, people begin to receive abundant blessings.
Oh yes.
And now through Daniel, also people who have been caged, people receive their blessings.
Oh yes.
And also through Joseph in the Bible, people receive their destiny.
Yes, sir.
Now God is asking you, Jesus, who is your son, O Lord?
Jeremiah.
Hey! Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?